On a previous episode of Get Active with Midlands 103, I asked marathon and ultra-marathon runner Shane Dunphy a question.
Does it become an obsession?
Particularly training for a marathon, it can be.
He was spot on.
Get Active with Midlands 103, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
This week, I'd planned the usual on the exercise bike, trying to build up my cardio while waiting for this calf muscle to heal. And that's what I did on Tuesday for 45 minutes. And on Wednesday, I paid a visit to Cathal Egan in Physio Central for a checkup.
Cathal, I'm mad to run. And over the last kind of week or so, I've been coming a little bit impatient and I'm thinking, I feel I can get back out and the leg feels good and everything. But I don't want to run before I can walk, literally.
Yeah, that's literally it. And that's the plan this week, is to do some walking and get up and going through the legs. So you've been doing obviously your cycling plan for the last few weeks. We did retesting today. Your movement, we were looking at that kind of knee to wall test, mobility testing. We were looking for a 9 on it today, which was a 10 today. It's only 2 the last day. So that's starting to kind of get the mobility back. Your strength testing there, single leg raises look pretty strong as well. So moving along again, I'd go at this stage of not pushing too much. I've given you some more specific strengthening exercises for the area that was injured, soleus muscles. So we're doing a little bit of bent knee raises. And we're moving on to a bit of a walking plan, nothing major. We get you out maybe cover a couple hours over twice over the next week. We'll follow up then. If that's all moving fairly well, we'll look at probably looking into a bit of walk run to start, just to test things out a little bit, and we'll build it from there. We'll have to just take it week by week and see. We'll probably have to prioritize the full marathon, yeah, and not kind of put that in jeopardy with the half marathon pushing it too much. Yeah. I know you're running again with colleagues and all that. There's probably a bit of pride at stake, maybe, but we'll just have to rein it in a little bit for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll make a plan for that there over the next week and a half.
Would it be possible, like, my plan is normally, cardio Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then a long workout at the weekend. Should I sandwich the walking in between that, or should I replace one of the workouts with walking?
Yeah, I'd replace one of the workouts with the walking. And we want to keep the load, training load around the same, not kind of add anything on at this stage. We'll change it to more weight bearing, get the calves working a bit more. Then we're adding them more specific exercises in too, which are going to be putting a little bit more load on the calves too. But we want to just build that up gradually. Then we'll probably take the step then into getting back running, but we'll keep that down to a minimum short kind of walk run plan there next week. That'll be the plan anyway.
Perfect.
And yeah, that's it. We're doing a little bit of hands-on work here, and you found that little bit of dry needle and acupuncture we did last day kind of helped things as well.
Yeah,
so we'll keep on top of that. Yeah, that's it really.
Brilliant.
Everything's looking as it should be at this stage, so.
Lovely.
Great.
Thanks, Bill Carl. I've never been happier for somebody to tell me I can walk. I can go for a walk.
It's tough when you're injured, as we all know. But since I've dedicated myself to this training, I've become more conscious of trying to avoid injuring myself, which for me, unfortunately, is easy done. So here's my top 5 injuries over the last 6 months in no particular order.
Number 5.
Hurt my knee bending down to take clothes out of the washing machine. Lads, it's not as easy as it looks, trust me.
At number 4.
Twisted my ankle stepping over a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle van.
At number 3.
Sprained my wrist doing a pull-up on monkey bars in a playground with the kids. That, in fairness, was my own fault.
At number 2.
Hurt my back trying to take off my sock after a workout.
At number 1.
I got the bar of a folding table right between the eyes in a hardware shop and had to walk around said shop whilst bleeding from my head.
I run the marathon to the very last mile.
I want to say a big hello to everyone, by the way, who got in touch over the last few weeks, who have taken up running or got back into the swing of it following our adventure here on Get Active with Midlands 103 and listening to the podcast as well. I've got some lovely stories sent in to me from people who've taken up running again, people who've only started it for the first time. They're following our adventure as well. And guys, by the end of this journey, there'll be an entire podcast series with all the advice and guidance for you should you ever wish to run 5K, 10K, half marathon, or maybe the full someday. I'm going to stick to the plan of 45 minutes on the exercise bike again on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I get back on my feet.
I've never been so happy to go for a walk. It's just coming up on a 2-hour walk, just about to hit about 14 kilometres. But it just feels amazing to be out on the feet. Oh God, it's brilliant. It's been all cycling for the last few weeks. I was so happy. I've never been so happy to be told, yeah, go on, you can go for a walk. Yeah, thrilled the bits with that. Yeah, I can kind of notice it that I haven't been on the feet in a while. A couple of little aches in the legs, but I don't think it's anything major. Most importantly, the calf muscle feels good on the right leg. And a new exercise for that to go through up to about 5 times a day and some of them. Yeah, I'm just delighted to be out on the feet and tempted to jog a couple of times, but I said, no, I better not. I better stick to the plan and stay focused. So that's exactly what I'm doing. Oh, God, just feels great to be back out. Amazing. Never thought I'd say that. It feels great to go for a walk. But there you go. When you don't have it, you miss it.
Let's catch up with Midlands 103's Claire O'Brien, who's doing the half marathon training with us to see how she's getting on.
Hi, Peter. People might know I'm following the half marathon programme, even though I'm not going to be doing it with you in Mullingar. So with that in mind, today I did the longest run that I will do as part of my campaign. And I have to say, I really wasn't feeling it when I got up this morning. Didn't have a great week of running. Missed a couple of days this morning. Really did not want to be out there. But I put on the bit of music that I usually put on to try and get me psyched up before I go out, and it worked, and reminded myself that the only person that I'm competing against is the version of me that's sitting at home on the couch watching MasterChef Australia, and got out and actually had a really good run, and I'm feeling great. So that was this morning. It was 100 minutes, basically 80 minutes of running and 20 minutes of walking. So in intervals of 4 minute run, 1 minute walk, feeling really good after it. Really happy to be active with Midlands 103.
Absolutely mighty work, Claire. Fair play to you. Well done. And last week, my marathon buddy, Christopher Cribben, had a bit of a knock as well. So let's check in with him.
I went 2 days ago for a run and I came back and it was really sore. So I was like, this isn't good. A lad I went to school with, Colin McKeown, their core physio, he had an appointment there. So I was there this morning. Thanks for making the call. He rubbed up my calf and he also loosened up my ankle joint, which was absolutely solid, and I never knew a thing about it, and the difference is unreal. He rubbed out the tendon as well, so I was thinking to myself, right, I'm probably out for Collinstown 10 mile on Sunday, and I might not even make Mullingar, but thanks to Cahill's help now, I am running Sunday, and I have to send him an update on how I get on, and how I feel after it, and the whole lot. I have to do a bit of stretching, a bit older now, can't get away with stuff I used to get away with, but all is good. So I'm still on track for Manchester, when I thought I was probably brown bread.
Sunday was the day we were supposed to do our first race we signed up for. It was a 10 mile in Collinstown, but it was coming a little bit too soon for me, but I felt good after the long walk on Thursday. So I read the email again, and there was an option to do the 5 mile race instead. I thought, 5 mile, about 8 kilometres. I walked 14 kilometres on Thursday. Surely I can walk 8 kilometres. Go on, let's go for it. So we set off for the picturesque village of Collinstown on Sunday morning. Now, I never ran in a race before, so I didn't know what to expect, what to do. We registered in the Loch Lane Inn and collected our race numbers. We had to pin them to ourselves, and I had to hop on the bus to the small townland of Glaxtown to the 5 mile point on the race. I looked around at all the different athletic clubs represented there, from Mullingar Harriers, Athena, Trim, Longford, Moynalty, Carlstown, Kinnegad, and little old me. And after we were given the go ahead, everybody shot off, except me, because I was going to walk the race.
Somebody has to be last. That's me. So big apologies to the likes of the Civil Defence and the Order of Malta who are waiting to go home. I may be a while. I'm at the mile 6 marker, which for me is mile 1. Another 4 to go.
But you know, it was great to meet people along the way.
John, how are you getting on?
Oh, well.
Well done. nearly there.
And the support was lovely too.
How you doing? How you feeling it?
The volunteers, the Gardaí, some people came out to the roadside from their houses with refreshments for the runners, with water, fruit and loads more. It was absolutely beautiful.
Thanks very much. Thanks. Thank you.
Now, I must confess, even though I wasn't supposed to, I broke into a very light jog at times because I felt good. So I'd jog a little bit, I'd walk a little bit, I'd jog a little bit, I'd walk a little bit, and I managed to finish 5 miles in 1 hour, 2 minutes. But when I got to the finish line, I got the biggest surprise.
Hey!
Oh, thank you, guys. That's a lovely surprise. Thank you so much.
It was absolutely wonderful. The feeling of crossing the line and my kids waiting there for me was absolutely beautiful. And having my first medal for running placed around my neck by my little girl.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
It was just, it was a brilliant moment. Absolutely brilliant.
I kind of was, because I didn't want to hurt my leg again. Because when you run down the hill, you run very fast.
Christopher finished a 10-mile run.
Hey! Hello, Chrissy.
And after we got tea, sandwiches and cake in the community hall, we decided to dissect the race.
Right, so there, we've just done it. Our first race, Christy.
First race.
First race, done and dusted. I wasn't going to do it. I thought I'd be goosed for it, but then I seen an option where you can go down to the 5 mile. So I said, look, we'll give it a bash. And it was a great experience. Now, that's probably your 400 race or so, but for me, that was my first. But how did you find it, say, after the... You did the 10-mile.
It's great to be back, actually. I haven't been at a race setting in a good while. And it was great to get the buzz back and just see loads of people that I'd seen and get everyone back running and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, no, it was... It was good. It was a tough route now. Plenty of hills. But a really good test. If you're training for anything close enough this time of the year, that's a really good test for you to see how your fitness is and how you are. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. Anyways, got through it. That's the main thing.
You had a bit of a knock there during the week. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, it's good. So I had a bit of tight calf and tight joints in my ankle and stuff like that. But... I was at Core Physio there in Mullingar, and Cahill there sorted me out, and he gave me the go-ahead to do the 10 today, so I said, right, sure, I'll go and see. It got a little bit tingy, about 10k in, but I just walked a little bit and just let it rest a little bit or whatever, and yeah, it's not too bad. I feel like I could go again. Well, I could do a little recovery run now tomorrow or whatever, so...
For something as straightforward as running, the bloody injuries that come with it is unreal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I remember, I was saying to Peter there today, it was like my first half marathon, and for the reason being, I got pains today in places that I don't get in training or whatever, and it's like, the body's just like, not this again. But yeah, it's a funny old thing, yeah.
I was supposed to walk it today. I did a walk on Thursday, 14k walk, kind of a brisk walk. I was walking like it was late for mass, Christy. You know that kind of walk. But I kind of found myself breaking into a little kind of jog, kind of crossing between. Do you know when you see the fast walkers, the Olympic walkers, and they're doing a kind of shuffle with the hips and all that?
Rob Heffernan, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Now, I know Rob Heffernan, I tell you that much. But I found myself breaking into a light little kind of jog every so often. And I know I'm not due to run or jog yet. So apologies to Cahill Egan, who advised me not to run until we do another review on Wednesday. But I felt good. You know, just breaking into a small little light jog, back into a walk, back into a light jog. But do you know what I loved about today? Was that kind of community feeling. You know, you're meeting people. I've spoken to people I've never spoken to in my life today. I was speaking to a woman who had surgery 3 weeks ago. She's 60 years of age and she's back out in the road running. You know, the characters you meet, the people you meet, brilliant. Everybody has their own story when it comes to a race, like, and it's that lovely community feeling.
Yeah, you'll find when we go to Manchester now, like, I've been to Berlin and I was chatting to three people from Switzerland, and it was like, just the stories that they tell you and everything, their way of going on and how they train and just how they live their life and the food that they eat and everything. And it's just, everybody has a different story. Like, you know, it's just, you just never know what's going on in people's lives. And then they come out and they tell you something that's like, wow, that's crazy.
It's a lovely feeling. And, well, that's it. Our first race. Our next one is in 3 weeks.
Yeah, Mullingar half. So, yeah, we'll be primed and ready to go.
Hopefully. Hopefully we'll be primed and ready to go. Fingers crossed. No more injuries,
please God, and no more illness and whatever else. We've had a fair few ups and downs and speed bumps and whatever else, but we're still moving forward.
It's part of the journey, isn't it?
Part of the journey.
Now we have it. So that's the Turgeous 5 and 10 miler done and dusted with medal around the neck each, and
nice new hat
and a new hat to go with that. Lovely stuff. And we'll motor on now till the half marathon in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Trying our best to raise as much as we can for Barristown Children's Charity. They do incredible work for boys and girls all across the Midlands and around the country. And we, the Midlands, want to show our appreciation. So if you can donate, it would make a huge difference in the lives of children and families who are coping with serious illness. You can click on Midlands103.com right now. You'll find Get Active. It'll be the first thing you see. Click on Get Active. That'll take you straight to our I Donate page. And if you donate €10 or more, you're automatically entered into a competition to win a signed Manchester United jersey straight from Old Trafford.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.